What's wrong? Oops, I forgot to put the sound up. Sorry about that. That was Four Cool Cats from Germany. And as I said, it is 3 o'clock now, time for me to roll. So I will see you again next week at 2 p.m. on Mondays here on Rock Under the Radar. And this is WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, Tufts Freeform Radio. And the next show is here now.
Was Manic Monday by the Bangles, which I'm actually not having a Manic Monday, but when I put this song in the playlist, it was a manic-y type of day because I traveled back from my Thanksgiving break yesterday and a 4.5 hour trip became a 8 hour trip.
Yikes.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but yesterday was a rough day of travel.
Ooh.
I think the Wednesday before Thanksgiving and the Sunday after Thanksgiving are the two busiest travel days of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And I experienced that in the flesh yesterday.
Mm.
It was not great. Well, hello and welcome to Random Access. I'm DJ Bloomerang.
And I'm DJ Bridge.
And you have tuned in to the greatest hits of this week. I feel like we have some banger songs lined up for you this week. I'm not sure. Bridget and I haven't consulted yet, but I think we have some good ones picked out. So to get us kicked off for our next song, we have a more contemporary song from 2013 called Just Keep Breathing.
Just a memory. Without the dark, the light won't show. Remember that you're not a- heaven seems so far away, and dreams are just a memory, when love is all too hard to hold. Just take a breath and let it, and go. Sitting on your back porch, and I came on with a couple of chords, and I played for you. You let me keep you entertained with stories I exaggerate that you know aren't true. And as you sit there making daisy chains, and I throw in a hand grenade and tell you how it is I really feel for you, I'm sending postcards from my heart with love for a postmark, and then you'll know that you make me feel like we've been caught like kids in the schoolyard again, and I can't keep it to myself, can't spell it any better, L-O-V-E forever. I hope you'll know sending a postcard. I don't care who sees what I've said, or if the whole world knows what's in my head. We chased the sun till it got away on a bicycle that your daddy made, but not made for two. Then we sat out on your rocking chair, you with a flower in your hair that I found for you. But then Monday always comes around, and it's sad 'cause I can't see you now. I want you to know you're always in my head. I'm sending postcards from my heart with love for a postmark, and then you'll know that you say the words that torture me, but inside I know exactly how I feel. The things that I can't say out loud, I'll find a place to write it down. I hope that they will find you in the end. I'm sending postcards from my heart with love for a postmark, and then you'll know that you make me feel like we've been caught like kids in the school. Sees what
That was Postcards by James Blunt. And before that, we had Just Keep Breathing by We the Kings. In our intermittent time there while we were playing some songs, Bridget and I were discussing Thanksgiving. So we thought maybe we'd have a little chat. Bridget, what was your favorite Thanksgiving meal item you had this year?
Pumpkin pie, same as every year.
Interesting. I had a late in the game math bonus project I had to do, in which I was like very freeform. You could choose whatever you wanted. And one of the options was talk to your family and your friends about different like favorite pie flavors, Thanksgiving options, and then rank them and use different election methods to determine what should be made in future years. So I did pies.
Okay.
And I had 24 responses between, because we had 20 people come to my house for Thanksgiving, plus some of my friends from home. So I got a bunch of responses, and I used the classic flavors. I had pecan, apple, pumpkin, sweet potato, and I can't remember what the last flavor was that I used. Oh, cherry.
Okay.
Of those, you would have been a pumpkin first, right?
Yes.
What would you have ranked last?
I haven't tried them all.
Okay. I have not tried a few of them either, including, I have never tried sweet potato pie.
Okay, me neither.
The name alone puts it low in my rankings. Like, I rank sweet potato last in those five options. Which was also the same, there was one person of the 24 people I interviewed who ranked sweet potato first.
Okay.
Which was an interesting choice, but using every single election method we learned in my math class, apple won every time.
Okay.
So
that doesn't.
I know.
Doesn't necessarily surprise me. I would have been surprised if you had said
like sweet pecan or something.
I don't know. I feel like apple pie.
I think it's a classic. It's my favorite,
yes,
personally.
Well, but I think of pumpkin pie as being more Thanksgiving.
Mm.
You know.
What is apple pie for you?
I don't know.
Just fall.
Yeah.
All right. So pumpkin pie is your favorite. Do you make your own pumpkin pie, or do you guys buy it, store bought, or homemade?
I think this year it was store bought.
Interesting. We did store-bought one year. We asked my grandma to bring it, and she became my mom is now known as store-bought Carolyn, because the one year we had store-bought pie, we had a personal chef from, we are family friends with a personal chef, and she came to Thanksgiving that year, and she took one bite of it and goes, "Oh, store-bought Carolyn." And we're like, oh no. So every year we make it again, and she has yet to come to Thanksgiving. But this year I made our pies because I went home with enough time to help out with the cooking.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say they came out pretty good. We put Heath Bar on top of our pumpkin pie for a little chocolate additive. I don't know if you guys do that.
We don't. I don't know. I feel like chocolate, I wouldn't necessarily think of chocolate as something that goes well with pumpkin pie.
Personally, I'm not a fan of pumpkin pie, so I don't really care what my mom wants to put on it. She can do whatever she wants. But she thinks the Heath Bar is a nice addition. So that's what we had this year.
Nice.
Thank you. Yeah. All right. So to continue on with our music, up next we have Oh, Pretty Woman.
Pretty woman walking down the street. Pretty woman, the kind I like to meet. Pretty woman, I don't believe you, you're not the truth. No one could look as good as you. Mercy. Pretty woman, won't you pardon me? Pretty woman, I couldn't help but see. Pretty woman, and you look lovely as can be. Are you lonely just like me? Wow. Pretty woman, stop a while. Pretty woman,
okay. If that's the way it must be okay. I guess I'll go on home, it's late. There'll be tomorrow night, but wait, what do I see? Is she walking back to me? Yeah, she's walking back to me. Oh, pretty woman.
Ba-da, ba-da-da-da, da, ba. Every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time.
Monday, Monday. Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, it just turns out that way. What Monday, Monday, won't go away. Monday, Monday.
But it was long ago. Janie was lovely, she was a queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low, and the secrets that we shared, the mountains that we moved. Caught like a wildfire out of control, till there was nothing left to burn. Nothing left to prove, and I find myself alone. Surrounded by strangers I thought were my friends. I find myself further and further from my home. And I guess I lost my way. There were oh so many roads. I was living to run and running to live. Never worried about pain or even how much I owe.
That is Against the Wind by Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. Before that, we had the Mamas and the Papas, Monday Monday. We have a little bit of a theme going here where I've tried to work in a few Monday Monday songs, a few Monday songs, just because I feel like today, for me, was the stereotypical Monday where it's like you come back from a long weekend break, you got to get back in your rhythm, back in the flow, and it was just so dreary out. So I felt like today was a good day to do a stereotypical Monday song. How about you, Bridget? Did you feel like today was a stereotypical Monday? I don't know. I don't usually experience, like, when everyone's like, ah, Monday, back to work. I don't ever feel that because I only have one class on Mondays.
Yeah.
I feel like today was a true struggle Monday.
I only have two classes on Mondays, so it's not like I dislike Mondays because there are a lot of work. I don't know. It's not even that Mondays are a lot of work. It's just that you know that the following days have work as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Got it. Now, for all of our listeners out there, Bridget and I were having an interesting conversation about haircutting. I have known several people in my life who have taken it upon themselves to cut their own hair. Bridget has just shared with me that she is one of those people. Which is very bold. I'm going to have to say very bold, because I had a girl in my fifth grade class took a pair of scissors and her ponytail and just cut the ponytail off.
Okay. So what happened was I just cut my own side bangs in third grade. Although they looked good. I didn't cut it. I feel like the problem with people cutting their own bangs or is that it's too short.
And then a little, like, top bangs, yeah, that are like an inch.
Yeah, and then you have to wait for it to grow out. Or it's like uneven. But because it was just along the side. It wasn't that much hair.
How much was it? A handful?
It wasn't drastic.
Okay.
I don't know how.
Was it noticeable? Like, could your mother tell
that I had
that you had cut yourself some side bangs?
Yeah, but it looked good. It was fun. It was just a little like swoop.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
I don't think it wasn't drastic enough to be like, oh no, we
to the
need
hairdresser.
To, yeah, we need to fix this.
Okay.
It was just like, okay, that's interesting.
We have my mom and I have experimented with home haircuts.
Yes.
Once. Okay. When I was 4 years old and my mom put a trash sack around my body, cut a little hole in it, put it on me, and then had me stand in our front yard as she cut my hair. She's like, I don't want the extra hair in the house. Like, she didn't want it on our floors or whatever.
Oh, you gotta do the backyard.
We did front yard for public humiliation, which it truly became public humiliation because, as my mom tells it, she cut a perfectly straight line on a diagonal. So then she went the other way to try to fix it. And then she just kept getting shorter and shorter and shorter. So for, I want to say about a year and a half, I had a bowl cut.
Nice.
Because my hair was so short. Yes. And then from that day on, she's like, I will never cut your hair again.
Mm.
See, even now I have long hair. So I'm just like, Mom, just cut off like a little, like just a snippet off yet. She won't do it.
Mm. Yeah. As I was saying, like my aunt has cut my hair before, but mm-hmm. she's very good at it. So it's like she wanted to be a hairdresser for yeah. some time, and she's, you know,
she's a pre-pro.
Yeah, we can do. Yeah, same thing, but like backyard, you get a towel so the hair doesn't fall
nice.
On you. She's very good at it.
I gave a haircut to one of my suite mates back in September.
Yeah,
and it was a full affair. Like there were viewers, yeah. So there's a lot of pressure if you mess up. Whereas if it's just like, you know, backyard, no one's really looking. It's not that, like, it's pressuring, but it's not as much as, like, everyone's standing there watching you, and you're like, oh my God, if I mess up right now, it's going to be so bad. Like, I felt some pressure. Like, I can imagine your aunt feels the heat. Like, if she messes up, I guess she's pre-pro, so she's good.
I don't think so. She knows what she's doing.
She knows what she's
you
doing.
You do it after, like, I'll take a shower so my hair is wet. You, mm-hmm. like, comb it out. She does the thing where you, like, comb it in front of your face as well and line
yeah.
it. It's not just, like, she's taking scissors and just going around. Although I have fairly long hair, so my haircut is just straight across. It's probably the simplest
yeah.
girl's haircut you can do.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, you just get a center part,
yeah.
snip in circles, do a little bit of cousin it when you like.
Yeah. In case anyone's wondering, because you can't see us, Bridget is giving me hand motions to go with it.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of movement, hand scissors.
Yeah.
That was actually a very good description. Maybe if anyone was wondering, we'll make a Facebook page for Random Access, and I can video Bridget giving us a hand tutorial of haircuts.
Oh, yes.
And you may watch.
I talk with my hands a fair amount, which...
Helpful.
You listeners miss out on. but yes.
It's a true treat.
It can be amusing. I've, on many occasions, knocked into people or objects.
Yeah. I had a... This is a... we have friends who have a show, and they have a segment called That About Sums It Up. Yesterday on my train trip, I sat on the Amtrak trains. It goes aisle. It goes window aisle, seat, aisle, aisle seat, window seat. A 2x2 row. In the window seat across from me was a track runner from Tufts. And I was in the other window seat. Now, I recognized this track runner right away because in one night at Carm, I almost knocked him over twice. Because I was so emphatic in my movements and pushing out of my chair, I almost knocked him over with food in his hands twice. So I see him sitting on the train, two seats away from me. I was like, okay, he won't recognize me. As we pull into South Station 7 hours later, I was chewing a piece of gum and I had stood up and there were not that many people left on the train. I stood up, I was chewing my piece of gum and I went to blow a huge bubble. And rather than blow the bubble, I spit the gum out across the aisle as he was looking at me. So totally embarrassed myself. And then today, he sat across from me in Carm and we made eye contact and I was like, oh man, I thought I was never going to see you again, but here we are.
Love it.
So yeah, I started off the week strong.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway... To get us back in our music mojo, we have another Monday song. From a different era, though, a more contemporary Monday song.
What I want.
Was You Make My Dreams by Daryl Hall and John Oates, and then before that we had Monday by The Licks. So I think that we've done a lot of chit-chat for this portion of our show, so we are going to fly on over to a lovely PSA. You know, we've been doing a lot of the donation drive PSAs, so I have...
What?
Go ahead. You look like you're about to say something.
Tomorrow's Giving Tuesday.
It
so
is.
Give to WMFO.
Yes, please give to WMFO. We are going to do a bike safety PSA today because as I learned the hard, not the, I did not learn the hard way. I watched someone learn it the hard way on Boston Ave outside the studio. Biking on a rainy day can be very dangerous.
Ooh.
So here is a bike safety PSA.
The Cambridge Bicycle Committee says, get on your bikes, have fun, and ride safe. Here's how.
A pavement light shoots a light at night. The stop signs apply to you all right. Watch for the man sitting in his car. He's gonna kick that door ajar. Go with the flow, don't go the wrong way. Put that helmet on your head today. Well, all right. Ride safe, have fun, alright.
A message from the Cambridge Bicycle Committee.
So, that just taught you how to be safe on your bike, especially with those kids. Also, tomorrow is Giving Tuesday, so to keep our show freeform and to let Bridget and I continue to have a show, please consider donating to WMFO tomorrow. We would really appreciate it. All right, so back to our music. The next song is a Latin song that was introduced to me by two of my suite mates who are in Spanish 22 and actually understood the words to this song. I was quite impressed.
nowhere to be found. And you're backstepping all of your moves, trying to figure it out. You want to reach out, you want to give in. Your head's wrapped around what's around the next bend. You wish you could find something warm, cause you're shivering cold. First thing you see as you open your eyes, the last thing you say as you're saying goodbye. There's something inside you is crying and driving you on. It's the first thing you see as you open your eyes, the last thing you say as you're saying goodbye. There's something inside you is crying and driving you on.
I would have found you. I would. I'd say. I'd tell you everything if you'd pick up that telephone. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, how you feeling? Are you still the same? Don't you realize the things we did, we did? We're all for real, not a dream.
Just can't believe they've all faded out of view.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Ooh,
ooh, ooh. Do what? Do me do the what? Do what do like? Blue days, black nights.
Was Telephone Line by Electric Light Orchestra. You have been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Random Access. I am DJ Bloomerang.
And DJ Bridge.
Please tune in again next week from 3 to 4 to listen to some more music. We have one more song left for you called Hello Seattle.
Shining down on your face. Too far away.